Donald Trump has been US president for a little over a year, but he's now delivered his fourth national address in the wake of a mass shooting. In his speech from the White House, Mr. Trump called for healing and peace, and for Americans to work together to create a culture that embraces the dignity of life.
Our administration is working closely with local authorities to investigate the shooting and learn everything we can. We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
But the word gun was not mentioned once, let alone the fact that 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, who's been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, used an AR-15 assault rifle, a weapon repeatedly used in mass shootings. As Mr. Trump left, questions from the waiting press went unanswered.
Mr. President, why does this keep happening to America? Will you do something about guns?
Mr. Trump was immediately criticized for his particular focus on mental health, nearly a year to the day since he signed a law revoking an Obama-era initiative that made it harder for people with mental illness to buy a gun. As with previous shootings, the reaction from Democrats and Republicans are polarized. The Democrats, who are pushing for expanded background checks, went on the attack, with Congressman Mike Thompson calling the lack of action against gun violence appalling.
If I was a Republican member, I'd be embarrassed that my leadership wouldn't address this issue. 30 people every day are killed by someone using a gun. And the best we can do is say we need more information. We need all the information that we can get. But what do we do with it? We're going to put it with all the information we got after the last shooting? Or maybe all the information we got after the shooting before that?
In the U.S. Senate, a moment of silence was observed, but the Democrats' House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said politicians can't afford to stay silent.
I'd rather pass gun safety legislation than win the election, because people die from this. So that as a priority for me is one that I've always had.
Meanwhile, U.S. Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, have been defensive.
It's one of those moments where we just need to step back and count our blessings. We need to think less about taking sides and fighting each other politically and just pulling together. This House and the whole country stands with the Parkland community.
Mr. Ryan went on to blame the Senate for not acting to address loopholes in the instant background check system, but at the same time he defended legislation to effectively allow nationwide concealed gun permits. Florida already allows people to buy firearms without a permit or license and does not require guns to be registered. Students who attended the school on the day of the shooting have told the state's education officials, including Florida Superintendent Robert Runcie, that something must be done immediately.
Students have been reaching out to me, reaching out to staff, probably board members and others, saying that now is the time for this country to have a real conversation on sensible gun control laws in this country. So our students are asking for that conversation. And I hope we can get it done in this generation, but if we don't, they will.
Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott says he will discuss the gun issue when he meets with other state leaders next week.
We're going to have a real conversation about two things. How do we make sure when a parent is ready to send their child to school that in Florida that parent knows that child is going to be safe? Number two, how do we make sure that individuals with mental illness do not touch a gun? We need to have a real conversation so we have public safety for our schools in this state.